possessed. But he allowed it to come out. Somebody say it touched his clothes. His clothes changed. Come on, I'm going to challenge some of our faith so that we're not just religious people doing church. But we're kingdom people. Walking, amen, in dimensions that defy natural order. There's something unique about you as a child of God. You are not just the average Joe on the street trying to get by, trying to make a living, trying to make ends meet. No, we're serving a living God. There's God in you. Come on, the hope of glory. This is the mystery. Christ in you. Amen. He tells somebody he's in you. Why are you questioning yourself? Why are you questioning situations? Why are you crying out to God a lot of times when God says, I'm in you. Let me use your hands. Give me something to work with. Take a walk. I'll open something up that's not even there. Just move. It says when you move your body. What happens? When I open my mouth, darkness flees. When I move my body, what? And I move my feet. And open my mouth, darkness flees. When Moses stretched forth his rod, now he had the rod, but look, when he stretched it forth, when he made a motion, when he made a motion, something happened in the spirit realm. See, even when we clap, something happens in the spirit. When we open our mouth, stuff happens in the spirit realm. But see, you got to be so accustomed to that you build up an atmosphere. You build it up around you. It becomes a Goshen. And then wherever the sole of your feet go, that atmosphere goes with you. So you can be in the midst of darkness, but light is shining around you. You can be in the midst of trouble, but trouble can't get to you. You can be in the midst of evil, but evil can't touch you. Why? Because you're carrying an atmosphere that affects how the earth operates. Sometimes you gotta stretch forth your rod. Sometimes you gotta open your mouth. Sometimes you gotta bust a move. Why sit we here and die? If we go back there, we're dead and starving. If we go out there, they'll kill us. But if we sit here, we're gonna die like this. The moment they moved, God moved with them. Are you hearing? Child of God, do you understand who you are and whose you are and who's in you? We don't wanna just be a vehicle, a channel for God to flow through. No, we want to be one with him. When I talk, he's talking. What I see, he's seeing. What I'm hearing, he's letting me hear. He's hearing the same thing. We want to hear like him. We want our touch to be like him. We want the sweetness of his spirit to be our spirit. We want the wisdom of God to be our wisdom. We want our feet to be where his feet are. Hello, somebody. That's the fusion. That's what this life is all about. Bring us deeper and deeper into intimacy in him till when Jesus, and I'm way ahead of you, till Jesus offers up the kingdom and everything to God, we are fused all the way back into God. Amen. See, that's what it's about. He's going to present a bride without spot. Without wrinkle, without blemish, without any such thing. That's what this life is for. So that's why there are tests. That's why there's troubling. That's why there's adversity. Not to destroy us, see, because we've been forgiven of sin. We belong to God. Now, what we don't want is to be the source of our own trouble. And that's where your mouth comes in. See, there's victory in your mouth, victory in your voice, or there can be defeat in there. That creative principle, you created in the image and likeness of God, have abilities to create. That's what your imagination is for. Hello? Have you ever thought about it? Children have powerful imaginations. They be rolling a little car around, and all we see them is rolling the car. But they're a race driver. They're going 150 miles an hour. They see it. The car gets up off the ground. It's flying now. They fly right along with it, but their imagination. See, what the world does is try to put a cap on that and suppress, so you not now all you're imagining is the bad stuff. That's the world. See, the word says, be not conformed to this world and the way the world thinks and imagines, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How many know what God's going to do? He's going to do in the midst of darkness. Amen. Don't ever look for the light to shine everywhere. No, let the light shine in you. Amen. Amen. He said, gross darkness shall cover the earth and the people. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, ignorance, blindness shall cover the people. But he said, arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen on you. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus caused that light to come out, and it glowed from his body. Even his clothes glowed. Now, they mention clothes. Read it. It specifically mentions his clothes shined. Now, if you go on in the book of Acts, well, even before that, Jesus himself, when the woman with the issue of blood, she came and said, if I may but touch his clothes. See, there's something so creative, something so powerful about the Spirit of God in you. Yes. It'll get into your clothes. I know that's too far ahead of you. I know that's too far ahead of you. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I can be made whole. I'm talking Bible now. And after that, many came and just touched him, touched his clothes, and were healed. Now let's take it a little further. Paul. They brought aprons and handkerchiefs to Paul. And Paul put them on his body while he preached, prayed over them, and imparted something into the cloth. Help us, Holy Ghost. Here we struggling. We think about the bills. And he sent them all over the place. And when people touched them, they were healed. Amen. Come on, somebody say, that's Bible. See, here we struggling with sin. And is I is or is I ain't. I don't know as I saved or not. You're struggling with that foolishness. When God is saying, come on up higher. There's some stuff I want to do through your life. If you can appropriate your faith. If you can believe it. Amen. So on the Mount of Transfiguration, we see his clothes lit up. His body lit up. See the whole issue with healing. Because you got healing all up in you. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. I said, you got healing all in your body. It's in your spirit. Amen. The problem is getting it from there past that soul, that knucklehead soul realm, to flow into your body. Amen. How many know healing is the children's bread? Amen. Deliverance is the children's bread. Amen. Is that what God said? By my stripes you were healed. Amen. Is that the word of God? Amen. Amen. Either we're going to believe it or we're going to reject it. Amen. Either we're going to believe it and just suffer and put up with whatever, or we're going to lay claim on it, believe it, and hold on to it like a pit bull. Amen. And say, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Amen. Hello? Why? Because you got to develop in it. You've been talking doubt and unbelief for years and years. You had a track record with the devil. You hadn't been saved that long. So God has to take you through a process. Amen. Stop wasting time, wasting days, talking the way you talk. Amen. 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 Your speech betrayeth you. In church, you believe God, but at home, you're talking crazy. You listen sometimes to people and how they talk about situations, and you think, whoa, wow, don't say that. And to some, it's a joke. It's just, but no, no. When I open my mouth, doctrine's going to do one of two things. It's going to flee away or it's going to flee toward me. Because in the power of your tongue is life and death. God gave Adam that creative principle. The original man, he gave it to man. And that's us. He gave it to us. As I said earlier, Adam knew good and evil before he ever partook of the tree. But now, here's the dilemma. I'm going to say this until I know that people are really getting it. Here's the dilemma. When he ate of the tree, it wasn't like he didn't know. God told him to dress the garden. And he knew while he was dressing the garden that that was good. God said it. God told him, don't eat of the tree. In the day that you eat of it, you'll surely die. So he knew what God told him was evil. If I eat of that tree, it's going to be evil. Amen. Right? So he knew good and evil. How many know good and evil can only come from the mouth of God? Amen. Here's where a lot of y'all get stuck. Somebody should have shouted so loud right there. But see, here's where you get stuck. Only good and evil, God is the only determiner of that. Amen. Come on, come on. Only God. Now, there are a lot of laws in the land that determine all this stuff, but good and evil, only God. Not you, not me, not what you think, not a law that's written. What did the word say? Only good and evil can come from God. Or judging what is good and evil comes from God. Now, when he ate of the tree, what happened? He became a judge of good and evil. Now he would determine what's good, what's evil. How many know that's how people are today? Hey, bro, what may be good for you might not be good for me. You say that's sin. I don't see nothing wrong with it. People deny the word. They try to twist the word of God up too and say, well, no, it's okay in here because of grace. You know, the grace of God. No, no, no. God specifically talks about stuff. And he has specifically determined good and evil. When you eat of that tree, you become the judge of good and evil, which was never given to us to be that. We were always to submit to God's authority. When he didn't, then he succumbed to Satan's authority. He gave his authority to Satan, and now Satan began to rule over him. And that's the dilemma, because now when certain things happen, people become their own judge. They get away from the word, and they begin to judge it of themselves. Hello? We've been quoting that verse of scripture that with God there is no variableness.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.